Yo, what up, street togs, street gods, street vlogs, Arkham in the house. All right, some early morning thoughts. So I guess one of the benefits of timestamps, it keeps you stamped, keeping the order of your thoughts based on random stuff like time, right? So the thoughts this morning, first one is the passion of the innovator. So loosely said, you know, what are you? What is Wheeze? Wheeze innovators. And what is our passion? So I think essentially our passion is innovation, doing things differently and doing things newly. Building new things, buying paracord, what, type 3 on Amazon, some black stuff, some rock climbing carabiners, and creating our own weightlifting equipment is a funny thing I've been personally doing. So that's a funny thing that I've been personally doing, you know, creating my own weightlifting equipment. I guess it's like, it's funny because actually, there may not be a market need for it. It's funny because I'm like, it's like, am I the first person to have ever done this with the Atlas lift, where, you know. I took the standard gym barbell. I maxed it out, what? Nine plates and a 25? I don't even remember. I think it was 9 plates and a 10. Then the standard bar maxed out. And I tried adding taping tapes to the weights to the top. It was starting to get dangerous. And I was also just a little bit uncertain about the strength of the bar. I was like, would it break? Will it snap? I mean, fortunately, it looks like they're actually pretty strong, even the cheap made in China stuff or the stuff at the commercial gym. But regardless, the manager at my local gym was like, oh, you should get a Texas power bar once you max it out. Got longer sleeves on. What? I just Google it, found it, and, like, thought about it for a while. Actually, this is a big tip, too, is with purchases, think about it for a very, very long time. And so I thought about the Texas power bar for almost like 3 weeks, right? Experiment all different options, almost like a month, right? But finally, when you make your decision, just stick with it, no returning. So I would actually say that most people, we would just be happier not returning. So just buy it and just commit, even if it sucks or messes things unoptimal with it. So even when it comes to like Lululemon or clothing gear or stuff like that, like whenever I buy something not totally up to my decision, just keep it, because often like returning things is a pain in the butt. Like even if you buy it online, you return store, one of the big problems and issues is that it often takes a long time to return. You gotta wait in line, kind of a pain in the butt. Or also like Amazon purchases, I mean, they've made it super easy to return stuff, but the big problem is you gotta go to the UPS store, you gotta wait in line, you gotta park, you gotta print out your printing labels, your printer ran out of ink, or the ink's running, you gotta run the clean heads, stuff like that. So it's just kind of a overall pain in the butt. So don't deal with that. So anyways, so I think the passion of the innovators is like, I was randomly Googling Tesla. Like, oh, Elon Musk is the world's richest man again, did it? It's so funny. It's like, everyone wants to be Elon Musk. It's like, but is it that they want to become Elon Musk because they want to become the world's richest person and retire on a desert island, not have to do nothing, and go to all these luxury things, and buy all the Lamborghinis? It's like, no, it's something else, right? Because the funny thing about Elon, right? It's like, is Elon out there buying all the Lamborghinis? No. it's the funny thing is that like often you become the world's richest person or you become super rich and successful not because you want to make a lot of money in order to do all these luxury things, but more like Ironically, you prefer an aesthetic lifestyle. You don't really care about yourself that much, and you're just more interested in building something beyond yourself. And then, as a consequence, after the fact, you become rich because of your successes. So some other thoughts that I had this morning's. Yeah, I would say, I think for the most part, to be insanely staunch about your thoughts and your beliefs, to never bend, the wisdom of being stubborn. Also, it's like, don't do nothing to like make your wife, kid, spouse happy, because often that leads to your own happiness. And don't try to optimize, just like stick to yourself. Like, even things I've discovered for myself is like, things which are critical, like go to the gym every single day and just make it like your number one priority, like especially as a man. Because like, for example, the other day I didn't go to the gym because I tried to get the whole family to sleep early. As a consequence, it took me almost like 2 hours to fall asleep. I'm like, man, is this the last time I got insomnia? Or not even insomnia. And then I'm just like wondering, it's like, is a lot of modern day man just like not sleeping well because we can't go to the gym? Some other things I've thought about, like some differences between men and women. This is the hilarity, right? Men is befuddled why women is not like him, why it doesn't think and act like him, and women are also befuddled why men don't think and act like them as well. So I think the big thing about difference between men and women is that we shouldn't expect one to be like the other, nor desire for one to be the other. It's just more like we's different, and we should glorify that, because like, I mean, I don't know, but I mean, I think we like women for the way they are, and also vice versa too. But I think modern day capitalism, consumerism, it's kind of the trend is like anti-man, anti-masculinity. I have some thoughts on that too, but I'll talk about that later. But ultimately, the passion, the innovator is having pride in doing things differently, doing things for himself, not bending to the will of others. And also buying Texas Power Bars. I still got the big ass container for this. Came super effing fast. Shout out to Buddy Caps. But yeah, ultimately, with innovation, it's not for the sake of making money, but really, you really care about the thing so passionately that you just want to put it out there.